Are you ready for an epic adventure? I'm your host, Steve Kellums, and welcome to the Epic Adventure Podcast. Welcome to You Heard It Here Last. We're going to start this week with some good news for our D&D 5e fans, or at least for the Dungeon Dudes. In-world, RPG News and Reviews reports that the Dungeon Dudes just notched up another $1 million Kickstarter. This is the latest entry to their Drakenheim campaign that they've been pushing out through 5e. They originally pushed out Sebastian Crowe's Guide to Drakenheim in September of 2022. Before that was Dungeons of Drakenheim in 2021. And then this Monsters of Drakenheim just wrapped up with another $1 million Kickstarter. Christina, what do you think about that?
That's a lot of money. as someone who's happy when Kickstarters break, like, you know, the 10,000 mark, I can't even imagine something like this. But, you know, if someone was going to do it repeatedly, it was going to be Dungeons and Dragons content, because, you know, it's got the biggest fan base. Given the success of the previous ones, I'm not surprised at the success of this one. Yeah.
Dungeon Dudes, they have a great following on YouTube. Yeah. They've really got great content into the 5e. They started to move into Pathfinder stuff a little bit.
Oh, but
they really dive heavily into character creations, and then their live play Drakenheim's been really popular. So, like you said, I think this is awesome. We talk about the the industry golden age and all of that. It's really nice to see that a content creator is still able to make some really good strides and have some really great products that everybody loves. So I think this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm fully in favor of this. You know, it's 5e content, so it's not my cup of tea, but I'm sure it's someone's cup of tea. You know, just looking at the description of what's included in this monster manual, that sounds really cool.
Yeah. It's a million someone's cup of tea. So that's
awesome. Fair.
You know, that leads me to the next one, which also D&D related, kind of. And if you haven't heard about this, well, you're living under a rock, because Cynthia Williams, the president of Wizards of the Coast, resigned recently. Amid all of the kind of scandals that Wizards of the Coast have had over the last year or two, I don't know that this is a big surprise for anybody, but I also don't know that it actually means what people might think it means. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I'm not sure it means much. I don't see it necessarily as a rebuke of the way that, you know, the fallout from all that stuff and the ORC and all that was handled. All the statements have been very vague, so I don't know what to really feel about this, but I'm curious to see who comes in next. I'm not sure it's going to change the course that Wizards and Hasbro are currently on. I feel like that's too big of a ship to change course at this point, but I'm curious to see where it goes.
Yeah, I personally think, looking at this a little from a business standpoint, one, the presidents in these type of organizations don't typically last very long. She was brought in to do something very specific with D&D and Wizards of the Coast, and that is to change the direction of that ship to an online model. And I think she did exactly that. And that obviously pissed a lot of people off, made a lot of people upset. I think she did exactly what Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro wanted her to do. And now it's time for her to move on. They'll bring somebody else in that doesn't have to make the waves, and they can still move in the same direction that they were headed in. So I kind of agree with you in that I don't think this is going to change anything. And I do not think this is a rebuke of her or what she did in that while president of Wizards of the Coast. I actually think she did exactly what she was hired to do, and she got paid and she moved on to other jobs and other careers. So I guess good for Cynthia Williams. She's moving on to something else. As far as Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast, you know, we've always complained that I'm not sure they're the best people to have in charge of D&D, but it's what we've got and it's what the industry has. So we'll just keep riding and see where it takes us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, the last thing I want to talk about is some news that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and that is Steve Jackson Games. Steve Jackson Games were one of the first role-playing games I got heavily involved in, and even my first email address was at io.com through Steve Jackson Games. So, love Steve Jackson Games. They just released their stakeholder report for 2023, and it's, well, meh. Did you see this report, Christina?
It didn't like cross my radar before you made me aware of it, but yeah, it was, It was interesting. It was sort of unexpected because, you know, like with the exception of Dungeons and Dragons, there aren't a whole lot of like big names in this space, but Steve Jackson is probably the closest you can get to a big name that's not Wizards. You know, with the, you know, there's Paizo.
There's Paizo, right. And Steve Jackson games have been around for a very, very long time.
Oh, yeah.
What I thought was interesting, and actually the reason I wanted to talk about this, is we focus so much on D&D, rightly so. It's huge market mm-hmm. share in the hobby, and it's the big dog. Paizo there is doing some things. Our Talsorian mm-hmm. games are doing some great stuff.
Yeah.
And Steve Jackson's just kind of been around for a long time, and I thought what was interesting is their gross revenue was $3.5 million.
Yeah.
That, when you look at that, it's, I mean, Drakenheim pulled in a million in their Kickstarter.
Right.
So, you know, as a company, they actually probably represent the majority of the companies in the gaming industry, small, individually owned, mm-hmm. People that are coming into work and doing the work themselves and trying to get these products out. And, you know, you can tell by reading that they weren't very excited about what happened last year. When I say meh, it kind of talks about no real releases last year, a couple of things on the board game side, but it looks like they're not giving up. They're still working pretty hard. They've got some secret projects. They've got some new Munchkin products they want to push out. So I think it's a really great look at a small to medium-sized game company in the industry.
Yeah, I would definitely consider Steve Jackson medium-sized.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're a small game in game.
Yeah, like compared to some of the small game companies that I've that's seen true. And worked for, they're a monolith. But yeah, like it's. I don't think this is like they didn't put out any new products. So, or like they did, but like nothing like super new. So like it's not that surprising, really. Like I'm glad that they sort of, you know, stayed afloat and brought in enough to keep going. But yeah, like there weren't any like big flagships that I remember coming out from them. So I'm not sure how like I'm sure they were hoping for more. Companies are always hoping for more, but I'm not necessarily sure this is like a repudiation, like, oh, we released this new product and no one bought it. Like if they'd put everything into some new release and still posted a loss, that would be more of a, you know, like, oh no, things might be wrong. So I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think this report is more of them recognizing, you know, hey, we're still here. We're still doing work. We didn't get some things out last year that we wanted to. We're going to focus on actually getting product out there next year. So hang around. We're not gone. And I think that's more of what this report was for the stakeholders. As I said, it is an independently owned company, but they do produce this report because they believe that their workers, their employees, as well as all of their fans have a right to know where they're at. And I love
that. Yeah. Yeah, no, I respect their willingness to say, hey, you know, we didn't do as well as we'd hoped this year, but we're still there. So that's good on them.
Well, there you have it. Everything we've got at You Heard It Here Last. Tune in a couple of weeks for more news that you've already heard. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Reach out and connect with us by going to oddfishgames.com. And don't forget, have an epic adventure.